What's up? Hello. Yeah. Hi, guys. Oh my gosh, I miss you all. September is about to end, so I will start this by saying I'm sorry and I miss you. I'm sorry because I was planning to do the 8th episode and the 9th to 10th episodes on the first week of September, but unfortunately, we already had our classes. Our classes started, and it's kind of hard to find time or to allot my time for this moment. You know, it's a start of classes, yet it's still a busy month for me. It's been 3 weeks since we started our classes, yet it still feels like it's just a week ago because it was all fast-tracked, and there were a lot of problems, there were a lot of activities or adventures that happened. Well, fortunately, some of those, I overcome all of those. Thank God. But anyways, how are you? How are you, guys? I missed you guys. I was planning to do this on the first week of September, but my schedule was really tight. I didn't find a suitable venue and time to record because whenever I attempt to record my podcast, a new activity will come out or a new class will come out, you know, for video calls and such. So I said I will find time to make the remaining episodes for this season. Anyways, let's jump into our 8th episode. Wow, it's been a long ride again. I remember when I started the first season, it was a long ride, but you know, a lot of things happened. A lot of things came out of hand, a lot of things gradually increased. I don't know, maybe in the intensities or in the excitingness or excitement, I don't know, the adventure. But for this season, it's been months since I started this. It feels like it's still yesterday, or it was yesterday when I started this podcast. Not only this season, but the whole podcast. And I'm really sick of trying to tell you that I'm gonna make a page on Twitter. I always attempt to do so, but you know, with my busy schedule for today, it's kind of hard. Please bear with me because I'm already in my junior year of college, or I'm a third year college now, and it's a crucial thing to do nowadays because it's a busy time. I hope you bear with me. Please bear with me. So for today, you know, as I've told you about the adventures, anything came out of hand or anything was compromised, anything was good, anything or everything was okay. There were some things that until now or up until now are not that okay or isn't that okay. Of course, this is a love month. I mean, it's my season, it's the second season, it's the love season, so I call it my love month. It's kind of hard actually to explain to someone how deep it is for you to be promised with words. That's why I always say, or we always say that do not make any promises, because promises are meant to be broken, and that is a fact. I already tried that for, you know, a couple of months trying to promise something, but you know, sometimes it doesn't really work out. And I've experienced being promised with, things, even though some things were just small, or I mean they weren't that huge, they weren't that a huge scenario or part of the promises that they told me. But recently, you know, I was made a promise. I will not reveal who made this promise and so on and so forth, but I just want to tell you that if you are gonna make your promise, don't break them. Promise is such a big thing, and you hate lying to people, and you hate liars, and that is also me. I hate liars. I mean, if you're going to promise me something, promise me that you're gonna do it, because if you don't, I will just believe in everything that you've said and then wait for nothing. And for me, instead of doing something that I might done long time ago, I will wait. I will wait for you to do it. I will wait for you to do an action, and then after which you're gonna tell me that it's not possible, I'm sorry I made my promises, and so on and so forth. For me, it was the time that ran out. Like, promises makes good things. Promises is, or promises a good thing to hear, but if you're gonna do it, you need to do it. You don't need any distractions. You don't need any excuses like, I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you a promise. Or I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say any promises. Well, in fact, it is your responsibility as the giver who made promises to the taker. It's your responsibility. It's not theirs. But as for the takers, do not wait for the giver. Do you know what I mean? Do not wait for the giver to give you what you want, or do not wait for the giver to fulfill that promise. Because, as I've said, it's not always a good ending. It's not always compromised. It's not always adventure or an adventure. It's not always an excitement. Sometimes it's also a way of trying to tell you that you need to grow up, you need to do on your own, or you need to be independent, and you need to start thinking about your own without trying to depend on others. Because if you're an independent person, you will never ever ask anything, or you will never believe in those promises. But if you're going to depend on that person, it's a different thing. Especially if you love that person. And if that person who made you a promise is the person that you spend the most of your time with, it's a big thing. That's why promises shouldn't be promises if we know to ourselves that it is impossible. Some people are too confident or overconfident in the first glance or in the first time, and then they will tell you, oh my gosh, I'll get you one, I promise. I'll help you with this, I promise. But after which, what happens? Or what happened? They didn't fulfill the promise. Or they will never fulfill that promise. They will just tell you excuses that later on will lead to nothing. Like, for an example, oh, I'm sorry I was busy. I'm sorry I slept through the night because I'm really tired or I'm exhausted. Well, in fact, they're just trying to avoid you because they don't want you to open that topic. It's like, is it your fault that you are opening that topic? Topic, rather. Well, in fact, that I should be the one to be sensitive, or I should feel sensitive towards your actions. But in the end, it's like, it's your fault that you're trying to open that topic, because they made you believe that it's possible. Promises can make possible things, or can lead to possible things too, but most of the time, if you don't fulfill your promises, it will not lead to the positive balance or the positive ways. Always remember that if you're going to promise something, you need to fulfill it. Why? It's not because a person is depending on you or a person is believing in you, but it's because it tells you as a person that you are very reliable, or you are really reliable. You're a reliable culture. I mean, reliable person, not culture. Maybe culture, because they call you culture because, you know, everything that you do, it's like a sense of tradition between the both of you, and promises are meant to broken, but it's a kind of tradition to you, like, oh yes honey, I will attend our date, I promise. And then after which, after 12 midnight, they no longer shows up, or they no longer showed up. That's the reality of promises. So for this juncture, this is all about promise. I just opened up this topic because this is really relevant with my current situation too. It's not about the promises of good things, it's not about the promises of material things, but it is the trust that you gave that person, it's the belief that you gave that person, and it was broken. You know, if you give someone your trust, your belief, or any other thing, it shouldn't break. But sometimes it's the lead of most breakup. Sometimes it leads to the rustiness of your relationship. That starts the rustiness. Because you gave your trust to someone, and then that someone took advantage of it, and then later on will disregard everything. Even your sense of trust, your sense of humility on that part, they will really disregard everything. And when they say sorry, or when they apologize to you, they will make you feel that it's your fault. Like, I'm trying to be nice here, I'm trying to say sorry, yet I'm getting yelled at, or what? What is the natural reaction of the person or the taker? You're the giver, and you should have patience. You should have patience, right? It's your fault. I didn't make any promises, you did. As a taker, it's your responsibility. It's not my responsibility as a giver. Oh, vice versa. I'm so sorry. Giver. I'm the giver. You're the giver. I'm the taker. It's not my responsibility as a taker, right? It's your responsibility as a giver. Right. I'm sorry. I was so confused at that one. But anyways, kidding aside, always remember this, that promise, trust, loyalty, faith, love, and everything is connected. Because once that person believes in that promise, they will believe it, they will hold on to it, and it will be hard for them to ease the pain of you lying to them after hours, days, or weeks, or months, or even years of your promises. For an example, you proposed to your girlfriend. Your girlfriend was waiting for years. Yeah, you proposed to her. Yet, after 4 years, you still haven't got married, or you haven't gotten married yet. So, what's the promise? You said, I promise I'll marry you. But after 4 years, what happened? What happened? She's waiting for nothing. She waited for nothing. Those 4 years were, you should have been making babies, or you should have been making good businesses, should have been outgrowing your career, yet where are you? That's the sad reality. That's why, my dear folks, when you do build a promise, know how to maintain it. Do not let it pass. Yes, you've built it, and once it stands, you will no longer take care of it. It will fall down. I promise you that. Well, folks, it's just been 15 minutes, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope that I can post my other episodes, the remaining 2 episodes. Thank you so much, and for my Twitter page, I will maybe notify you if anything goes, or if anything is possible. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for waiting for so long. I'm really, really glad that I am able to do this again. And thank you, because you never fail to surprise me with your views. I mean, with your hearing views. Or with my audiences. Thank you so much to my audiences. For my friends, thank you guys. I love you guys. To my other co-Filipinos and those other listeners who are in other countries, thank you so much. 감사합니다. Yeah. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup, I think. But thank you so much. It's been a good day, and I hope that you have a nice day. Sorry it's not night today. Well, it's a night podcast. Should be a night podcast, but not today. Thank you so much. I will ever say that. And I will never ever stop saying it. Please wait for the announcements on my Twitter page. I'm sorry it took too long. Or I'm sorry it takes too long to be made. But please be patient with me. I'm not promising anything. But please be patient with me. Thank you and ciao.